Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. It's a final show. It's a big one. It is time for the morning show here on WFHR. 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we have Seth Habhager.
Good morning, everyone.
We got the gang together. We are here to have some fun. One more show for you for 2022. Wow. And it's a banger. It's a good one, everybody. I made sure of it. I worked really hard on this one.
Awesome.
I've been phoning it in half the year. Yeah. This one I worked really hard on.
You lived through 2022. You've worked really hard on this.
Made it to the end.
That's right.
That's all that matters.
We got good stuff lined up for you today. We're going to get into an interesting one. So we got a couple of two-parters we're going to be wrapping up today. Mm. We went into Katrina and I yesterday, got into some of the most positive stories of 2022.
Okay.
Some of the things that we went right this year. And when you see these years in reviews, you don't get to see a lot of that all the time. So we're going to really put the focus on that. Also, came across I went down a rabbit hole last night because I was obsessed with finding out what happens to with a New Year's Eve ball, you know, the New York, NY ball that falls in New York City and everything. What do they do with
it?
Where does it go?
What happens to it?
What happens to it? Does it go to its home planet? Does it, you know, what does it
My
do?
My planet needs me.
We are going to find out today together. We're going to go ahead and go into that a little bit later. We got some other fun stuff, of course. The 8 o'clock, in just a little bit, actually, we're going to get into our National Day of Calendar. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We will also be having our Star of the Day in the 8 o'clock hour. Real fun one lined up for you there. 9 o'clock hour, good stories of the day. That ain't right stories. Got one more of those for you. And some other great stuff, because we are also going to be giving away today our New Year's Eve basket from our friends at Quality Foods.
Indeed we are. Yes.
We're not only going to grab one more qualifier today, but in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick it off with announcing the winner.
Ooh.
Woohoo.
Awesome.
Yeah. Going to be doing that. That is going to be a lot of fun. All of that coming up for you. Morning Magazine looking good today. We're going to wrap up the year with Amy Vetter coming in part one. She's the resources specialist with our friends at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. And in part two, our good friend Jackie Carantini going to be here. Jackie, you know the deal. I turn her microphone on and get out of her way. She does her thing. We're going to talk finance and goals for 23 and a bunch of other things with Jackie. Looking forward to that.
Nice.
Awesome. Touching very quickly on our sports schedule. A little bit later today, we've got at 7 o'clock Wisconsin men's hockey. Part of the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off right here at WFHR. Tomorrow, Wisconsin men's basketball taking on Western Michigan, 6 o'clock tip-off for that. Mm-hmm. Saturday, Marquette men's basketball, that on our sister station, WIRI. That's a noon game, about 12:30, a tip-off for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So all this great stuff coming up for you, everybody. Before we dive into our opening topic, Melissa, how are you doing today?
You know, boys, I'm just excited to be here with you. It's a good morning. The left hand is ready to go.
Yeah, yeah.
I might have ate too many Christmas cookies this morning. But you know what? They're starting to get a little hard. So you got to eat them before they go bad. It's it's a requirement. And there's coffee and there's cookies. And it's just, I'm go, go, go.
A lot of people don't realize you can get fined for that kind of stuff. If you're not up on it. So that's smart on your part.
It's Christmas cookie abuse. It's just wrong.
Melissa, I want to thank you on behalf of all the lovers of cookies around the world that you are taking one for the team and you are eating those cookies.
Yes, because these green trees, you know, there's other green you don't want on them.
We just don't talk enough about the some of the real heroes out there, you know? We don't.
I'm here for them.
We appreciate you.
Yep.
That is awesome.
I might crash in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I was
going
to say.
I'm going right now.
Snoring on the other side there. That'd be funny.
If I mute my mic, boys, you know why.
It's understandable. And well earned. You've had a strong, powerful, great year, honey. That's great. That's good. And Seth, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. Looking forward to the end of the year.
Yeah.
Not that it really matters much, but you know, hey, it's we celebrate it, so why not, you know?
You just completely destroyed every morning show out there. That's all we've got to talk about today. Anybody who was actually live today, all we have to talk about is year in review and the new year. And you just destroyed you have a strong point.
Yeah.
I think you get to, there's a couple of factors. You get to a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
You have, let's be honest, family and these things that you that kind of give you other, you know, things to do, and to focus on and everything. Especially when you have kids, young kids, they kind of take over New Year's. It is very similar. This is something I discovered, and I'm going to share it with the audience because this is an epiphany I had a couple days ago.
Oh, wow.
We took Halloween from them.
Right.
Because ages ago, they took New Year's from us.
What?
When you become a parent, especially when you got kids and everything, mm-hmm. New Year's is no longer yours.
No, it's gone.
It's so focused on the kids and making sure that they have fun or having a sleepover or a lot of these things. And that's cool. That's okay. It's part of the deal. We get
it's
it out of our...
because you can't find a babysitter.
Exactly. Exactly. Usually, yes. Yes. So I think that it's a trade-off, really. I think that that's what we're dealing with.
That's right. Because, you know, even when they're little, kids aren't going to stay up till midnight.
No.
So they're going to go to bed.
They
and
might
then, try. And then they go to bed. It's like the parents are like, do I really want to stay up till midnight?
Yeah.
Or should I just, no, I'm tired. I want to go to bed. So, you know. It's New Year somewhere, right? Yeah, all right. It's in somewhere in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Happy New Year. I'm going to bed.
Yep, and I'm done. It's that's just the
cheers
way it goes.
To the New Year's.
There you go.
Well, we're gonna actually start off our show, and this segment may take a little longer than usual, so we may actually move our National Day of Calendar after Melissa's news. After we're done, we're actually gonna. Well, I'll tell the audience we're gonna play some trivia after Melissa's news. We'll get our final qualifier for Quality Foods IGA, and then after that, maybe we'll get into our National Day of Calendar. Because Seth, if you want to take over for a second here, I got to take our calendar down because we are gonna.
Oh, that's right.
A WFHR year in review.
Year in review.
And I'm literally going to take down our physical calendar do this
that we have in the that we have in the studio here. So this is our schedule calendar, but this also has like guests and other things of
random
interest,
happenings,
maybe live events that we've done over the year as well. Yeah, we have those on there, so it'll be interesting to see.
So
Friday entertainment.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Live acts we've had. Yeah, and all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at January of 2022. This feels like it was forever ago.
Oh yeah.
And interestingly enough, our first guest that Monday, the January 3rd, was Beth.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Was our first guest.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Our first day in this studio was January 5th.
January 5th, yes.
Wow.
Interestingly, you know, that we started the year at the other station because it feels like it was like at least a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Oh, it certainly does. It seems a long time ago.
So
it
weird.
It seemed like some time ago.
Yeah.
We should also let the audience know that doesn't know that these days we're talking about here, we're under different management. We're a part of Heart of Wisconsin Media. It wasn't long before that we're a part of Seehafer management.
Yeah, that's right.
Looking at this, we had Andy Francis on Playmakers on January 10th. That also sets us, because we had Andy Francis on January 10th, and then January 17th had head coach and GM at the time of your River Kings, Marty Quarters. Both gentlemen.
Oh, we're
gone. That's both guys gone. That's crazy. Wow.
Oh, wow.
We had Tom from Dairy Works on January 21st. Miss our friends over at Dairy Works. Good morning to them.
He makes such good food.
You ain't kidding.
He's so passionate about food. I really enjoy talking to Tom.
Tom's, you're so right about that.
We're not going to talk about what Melissa did last January. I'm just going to throw that out there. She
Why,
wasn't
are you
here.
Just a little jealous there, Seth?
No, I'm just...
You got your right hand back and you got to lord it over me?
No, it's just because I had to do the news the whole time you were gone.
That's true.
Why.
That's true.
Weren't you in Hawaii, Melissa?
I was.
Yeah.
I was cat sitting for my cousin on Kauai.
Cat sitting.
Why does it feel so long ago? It's not. It's not long ago at all.
About a year, that's it.
It feels like it, though. That's right. And then, of course, looking at February, we had an interesting month of February. We, of course, had our normal guests and kind of started getting into our routine of how our lineup would look here on the morning show for the months to come. We did, and February 18th, have the cast of Death Trap on. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Enjoyed
that.
That
was a fun show.
That really was. Yes, a very good show.
Wowza.
So many weapons.
I do have to mention, this was also the month that Katrina and Terry Johns, Katrina Hinner and Terry Johns, surprised me on the air with a birthday message and all
that's
that.
That's right, yes.
My heart has never recovered.
In a good way.
And I have, I'm constantly looking over my shoulder for those two to actually like pull something else off.
Now he's paranoid. Now.
Yes, yes, very much, very much.
Well done, ladies.
I suppose, and a big thank you to both of them, too, for taking the time. I greatly, genuinely appreciate them both. Looking at March, we talked about the, we had some people on for the Wisconsin State Fair on March 2nd. It was a lot of fun.
Wow, yeah.
Talked River Kings on the 4th. I believe we had Marty on for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then on March 11th, we had Connie Francis on, Connie Francis Townsky on from FRM Music.
That's right, yes.
Yeah. Connie at the time was joining us from the Cultural Center as well, but we are having Connie on to talk kind of an introduction to something we are wanting to do, FRM Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something that we will talk about throughout the show here.
Yeah, that's right.
On March 14th, we had Colton, announcer for the Rafters, on. That was fun.
Yeah, that's right.
And our first FRM Friday was March 18th.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have our guest on, though.
Oh,
I don't
no.
have that there, though. Hmm.
Who did we have?
I'm trying to remember who I want to say for sure it was ago. Ben. I'm almost positive it was Ben Shintek. I almost
probably,
positive it was.
Might probably.
Have been.
But that was fun.
I think it was in March also that we also started our brief run of the rock history show that we had on. That was in March, yes, if I remember correctly.
Sounds right.
Yeah. Oh, it was. And that was a fun show.
That was a fun show.
We had a lot of fun with that show. And interesting, because I think we could share with the audience here and stuff.
Yep.
Marcus, at the time, our owner, wanted us to have more music on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something that we were trying to figure out a way of doing that while keeping Over the Back Fence.
That's correct.
We didn't want to lose Over the Back Fence. So we thought, well, what can we do to make this happen? And Seth and I put our heads together and kind of came up with an idea of... Really, it was about the Friday show, the Beatles show. We wanted to do a history show on the Beatles, knew it couldn't do Monday through Friday, 5 day shows of Beatles.
That's too much.
That's a lot of Beatles.
Yeah,
that's a lot of Beatles for anybody, even my dad or somebody. We decided, okay, we'll do rock history Monday through Thursday, Friday. We'll do our Beatles history.
Fab Four Fridays, yes.
Fab Four Fridays. That was a lot of fun, though.
It was.
Really nice feedback from the audience, and just a big thank you to them for supporting that show.
Yeah.
And then we look at, let's look at April. April
right
here. And we had Pete Revel on for FRM Fridays to kick off on April 1st.
Yes,
he's
very good.
He's an amazing piano player.
Mm-hmm.
That was
great
no
singer.
Joke. Oh, I love
no.
Pete. I easily could spend the day with Pete and never get bored. I could talk to him, listen to him play. Just an amazing musician, amazing human being.
Yeah.
April 15th, we had Garth Engelbreit on for FRM Fridays. That was a lot of fun.
Very cool. Yeah.
Really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And April 29th, huge one, we had the Lizards on.
That's right. We had the Lizards.
You're talking iconic bands. You're talking about bands that have been in this area, I believe, 130 years. the Lizards have been doing this for a long time, and they are so darn good at what they do. Huge, gigantic fan of that band. Love those guys.
And we had a full studio.
Yes, that's right. We did.
Yes, that's a great point. Yeah, I forgot about that. We had a great chamber interview on May 3rd. We had Connie on May 10th. And then on May 13th, we had Bob Kosmoski on for FRM Fridays.
Oh, man.
That was a lot of fun.
Yes.
And then on May 20th, we had Bria on, my daughter, Bria.
Oh, nice.
My
I've forgotten
oldest.
About that. Yes.
That was a really... That's easily going to go down in top three moments for me in radio. It'll be very hard for me to top that one.
Yeah.
If I can get all my kids on the air with me at the same time, that'd probably do it. But that was a special show. I want to send a big thank you to Terry Johns on that. Terry was our co-host on that show. And if I'm honest with everybody, it's the first time I've been in radio since probably my first month in radio. I was genuinely nervous.
Wow. Yeah.
I've never done an interview that didn't want every second to be right.
Right.
But this one was a little bigger to me, a little more important to me. And I actually went into it like right before we turned the mics on, was overthinking all my questions. And I've never done that before. It was like, you know how they say your life flashes before your eyes? Yep. It was like all my questions flashed before my eyes. It was like, I was like,
and then they were gone.
Yes, exactly, Melissa.
What are they?
Then they were
what
just
was I
going to
say? How? Words? What?
Look, I know your name. I know it. I know who you are. It's just not, it'll come
it's
to me.
It's not coming to me.
Oh, it begins with a B. I know it does.
And of course, since then, Bria's joined us a couple times on Director's Cut.
Yeah.
So it's been, it started off a really nice, a nice pattern there of getting her on the air.
She's been great with her time, and we really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. We had the Antoinettes on May 27th. One of my favorite bands. Love those guys. It was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed that. And really just reminds us again of how much we want to thank Connie and our friends at FRM for having such a fun time, a fun season of that. That was a blast.
Yeah, and a great way to support local artists and promote their work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you brought that up, Melissa. Perfect segue. Gosh, you're just good. Because coming up in June, we not only had Connie on again on June 10th, we had our Rafters join us on Tuesday the 21st, but the next day on the 22nd, Kyler Cusio joined us, and I do believe Kyler was the first guest that we had for Hoozle's Rise to Music.
That is correct. Yes, indeed. You are correct. Yes.
Which was another, it was to help promote the Hoozle's, to promote the station, all of those things. It was most importantly to promote local artists and supporting the arts.
Mm-hmm.
As a really, really just a fun one. And in case you guys haven't heard out there, Hoozle's Rise to Music Part 2 is definitely coming.
Coming back.
Definitely coming back.
Oh, it was such a huge hit. The audiences loved it. The artists loved it. Them being able to collaborate together and get to know each other and create a network in our area, it's fabulous.
In July, you're so well said, Melissa. In July, we had a couple of great chamber interviews. On July 7th, we had Lunch by the River, where we were actually broadcasting down there.
Yeah, on location.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
I haven't gotten to go to Lunch by the River in years.
Yeah.
that was so much fun.
It was hot, but it was fun. There was such good food. I had a great lunch that day.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you sounded like you. It was not only did you sound like you were having a good time, Melissa, but it was a kind of chance. Am I correct? Was that the first time that you were back out there, kind of doing a live remote sort of thing, or you had done a little bit before that?
I think that was my first time down there. I wasn't on the radio really at all too much, but and just getting to mingle with listeners and see everybody from the community. It was fun.
But if I got this right, you and Seth both had your first live remotes this year.
I think,
or was yours the year before?
Mine was the year before when we did a couple of parades, but I did a couple of my on my own this year.
That's right.
Yes.
You did a couple on your own.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Solo.
Heartstrings joined us on July 8th. That was fantastic. We're looking forward to Heartstrings joining us on Director's Cut next month. That is going to be a lot of fun. We head to Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Hopo Productions join us on July 14th. The Walking Dwarves.
They did a great job with that show. Oh, they did.
They always do such a great job with that.
I look forward to every year they do that. Cannot wait. Steph and the gang do such an awesome job with that one. Those kids were amazing. Mark Camps joined us on July 15th for some more music and more Hoozle's Rise music.
That's right.
We had Aqua Skiers join us on Playmakers on the 18th.
Ooh.
Aaron Seppel joined us as part of Hoozle's on July 22nd. Our friends from Burn and Nates joined us on Monday on that episode of Playmakers.
Yeah.
And we had a couple of other great chamber interviews as well. July, obviously, you know, during the summer, of course. I would say that July, most every year, is our busiest month.
It seems that way. It really does.
There's a lot going on.
Yep.
On August 4th, we had Michael Charles join us.
Yep.
That was a good one.
Yes, that was a good one, too. Of course, August 1st was also a very big date.
Yeah.
For WFHR, where we changed ownership once again.
Yeah. I actually, I don't know why that,
We just didn't put it on that calendar.
Oh, that's right. We put it on the other calendar.
Yeah.
But Seth is absolutely right. I had that on my other calendar here.
Yep.
August 1st was our first day with Civic Media. This was a huge, like, bombshell to us.
Yeah, it kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
we found out, like, just not even a week before that, really. Marcus had a meeting with a couple of us, and it looked like a very typical meeting with Marcus, where we're all pretty, you know, we'd gotten to know each other pretty good at that point and everything, and came into it, and Marcus just kind of laid this on us, that he got an offer he could not refuse.
Yep.
And, It was very hard to swallow for me at first. I am a loyalist, and I don't. It's very hard for me to trust people, and that's just in my personal life.
Right.
Let alone in business or in radio, for God's sake, where I've already been through this five times.
Yep.
And I actually I reached I I tried very hard to trust Marcus and to trust Heart of Wisconsin Media. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, that flip really did a number on me.
Mm-hmm.
So it took me a while. I'll be honest. It took me a while to trust Civic, to trust mm-hmm. that this was a thing, that they had our best intentions. And by our best intentions, I mean our audience's best intentions in mind.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to do, what Seth wants to do, and Melissa wants to do is cool. It really pales when it comes to the audience, when it comes to our job.
Mm-hmm.
And if that was going to be a crux, I wasn't going to be able to continue here.
Yeah.
So honestly, I didn't know if that was my last week here.
Mm-hmm.
Just being honest with everybody. By Wednesday, I understood, okay, that things might be a little bit different. By the following week, I was extremely happy to be here, and a lot of that trust started to get built.
I have to give a lot of credit to Mike Crute, one of our owners. He came in very early, and he was very honest and laid everything out exactly the way he said things were going to go. And that helped, I think, a lot of us out with where we were at with the sale and everything. So I give a lot of credit to Mike for that.
Mike came in here day one and was face-to-face with everybody, made eye contact, and handed everybody insurance papers.
Yeah. that's true. That's right.
And immediately said, after handing us those papers, everybody was staying.
Yep.
And after that, okay, all right.
Yep.
Now we're talking here and everything. And I had to grow up a little bit in that. At 45, which I'm not proud to admit. But I've got, you know, like 99% of the audience out there. I've got emotional battle scars from a million different things.
Oh, yeah.
And so part of we talk about mental health is sharing this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, Mike doing that, having the conversation I had with him one-on-one and everything, and to be honest, before this and that interaction, made me feel really good. Meeting Sage really brought it home. Sage mm-hmm. was the closer for me, because Sage is such a lover of radio, a lover of what this idea is, this process is. And hearing for the first time in my life in radio in 20-some years, I had two different people who are higher up, who are the owners or the GMs or however you want to put it, say what's important to us is the message. Is the intent is what we're doing. Ratings, streaming numbers, that's important. We got to keep the lights on. But what's mostly important is representation. Is this, this world that we live in, our country especially, we have had a run of Republican-run ownership companies buying up mom-and-pop radio stations and putting on propaganda. And that's their business. That's their money. They can do what they will with it.
Mm-hmm.
What Civic decided to do was combat that and say, hey, there needs to be representation. There should be the other side should be represented. And that's where they went with that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They did this and didn't ask us to necessarily change everything we do. We're adapting. We're constantly adapting, constantly evolving. And we'd be doing that with whoever the owners are. But it's been it was a huge change.
It was very much so,
us in our personal lives, us as a station. That was in August. It was. Tell me that honestly feels like it was 3 months ago.
It doesn't. You're right.
No.
And here we are, everybody. Everybody's still here.
Yeah.
Things are rolling along. Mm-hmm. Our listenership is through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
We have our streaming numbers are doing so good. We are so thankful to this audience, this combination of Civic, this audience, and for me personally, the best staff I've ever worked with that we have here in this building to have adapted to this, to where we are now, where we're joking about things like this.
Exactly.
We're talking about it on the air. We're letting everybody look behind the curtain.
That's right. At the time, it was very nerve-wracking, but looking back at it now, it's like, wow, look at where we are.
Well, the fact that they want to keep the homegrown radio, that they want it to be local, they want it to be what our listeners want, that means a lot.
Yeah.
It sure does.
Yeah. And then we had our, let's see here, Chris Lee joined us on Thursday, May 11th, or August 11th.
More Hoozles,
We had More Hoozles on Wednesday the 17th with Chase joining us. We had FRM Fridays on Friday the 19th. Anna plays music. Anna was on with us, and she is going to be
Stevens Point student.
Anna's going to join us on Director's Cut as well sometime in probably in January, maybe in February. We'll see.
Very cool. Very cool.
Been interacting with her back and forth. She's healing up. She had some surgery done last month. Wish her well and quick healings and everything.
Yeah.
That is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that you guys, Beth and Seth, you guys went on vacation a little bit in August. Did you guys go to Hawaii then, or were you?
No, that was
the year before.
That was last year. This August, we went to my father-in-law. So yes, we did go on vacation.
Oh yes, yes.
Left you all alone.
Yes, yes. Yeah, right. Somehow made it. Time is a flat circle. We had Heartstrings on September 2nd. That was a lot of fun.
Very cool.
Our good friend Brad Jansen joined us as part of FRM on the 9th, on September 9th. Brad, also another one that's going to be joining us in January.
Very
looking
cool.
Looking forward to that. Brad's going to be in town here in the middle of January, so he's going to even make some time and join us on Director's
Cut. Oh, great. Love it.
And let's see here. And then we had a couple of great chamber members. And then we wrapped up September on the 28th, joining us on the morning show here, Matt LaPay.
Oh, that's right. Yes, voice of the Badgers, man.
I could, again, talk to Matt for days. I love talking to him. Yeah. He's joined us for many years on the airwaves here. A big thank you to Matt LaPay for always being so generous with his time and putting up with my questions. he's a great guy. On, off air, same guy you get. I can say the same thing about our good friend and our one of our newest best friends around here, Kristen Bry.
That's right.
Radio personalities can be interesting. You know, the older you get, sometimes you deal with egos. The younger you get, sometimes you deal with divas. It's any entertainment industry that you walk into. Actors, writers, photographers.
Sure.
I don't care. When you meet good people in radio, you don't ever lose that relationship. You don't ever lose that contact. And Kristen's one of those people. She is what you see is what you get. Couldn't be more friendly or kind and
genuine.
And nice good word, Mel. Nice word. Genuine. What you see is what you get. She's a local. And it shows. when she was able to come here and do her show on October 7th, now she was in this weekend, this past week.
This past week, she was here,
and I saw a bit of it too, but that show meant something to her. And it meant something to us to be able to host her, let her do her show from here, have her do her show for here and everything. You could tell it meant something to her doing something like that. You know? And it was fun being on the air. It was nice of her to invite me on her show. She didn't have to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a lot of fun. We had, for the first time, Coach Peckman join us on October 10th, the new GM and head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings.
That's right.
That was a lot of fun. We enjoyed that. November was a busy one, of course. Santa joined us on November 1st.
Santa.
We had a lot of fun with that. I know him.
He's so cool.
The Central Chamber Chorale joined us on November 3rd. And then, boy, the week of November 14th. On November 14th, we had Lawyer from the Fantasy Shop on. We had Carol from Young Living Essential Oils as we had back-to-back chamber interviews.
That's right.
And then our United Way Radiothon happened on November 16th.
Yep.
Very successful, very fun. Big shout out to our friends at the United Way of South Winnebago Counties. Mm-hmm. That was a blast. We really
it was indeed. And then on the 17th, we had Lights of Love over at Aspirus Riverview Hospital. James, you're doing that next year. Just telling you.
We switch off.
We're going to switch off. Oh, it was so cold.
That was... Hey, I got a new coat for Christmas this year. Maybe I'll do it.
Maybe Melissa will do it. We'll send her out there. We've all got to experience that.
Mel is so darn tough. I actually think if we had said the remote was easy, she might not have no interest in it.
Yeah, that's true.
And then December, where nothing happened.
No, not one thing.
No, it was a busy month, of course. We had Taylor from Allison Dairyland on the 12th. We had Santa rejoin us on the 15th. I yanked something in my neck just now, and it won't heal. It has been a blast. We've had such a great year around here. And I thank our staff. I thank all of our sponsors.
Yep.
All the people that you hear in our commercial breaks. The many, many different people that have joined us on these airwaves. And certainly, first and foremost, and I don't care if it sounds corny, this audience. How adaptable is this audience?
Gotta say, man. They have been through the last just couple year and a half, year, whatever you want to call it. They've been through just as much as we have. So all the changes in formats and everything. Wow.
To the people who have stayed with us, to the people that have left and come back, to the people that are new out there in our great radio land, a humble huge thank you to all of you for a wonderful year, for adapting and hanging with us throughout all of this. Cannot thank you guys enough. Literally, cannot thank you enough for everything that you have done to support this radio station and the fun that we have around here.
Yeah, hear, hear.
We are going to take a quick commercial break, but we are going to first get to Melissa's news, of course.
All right.
We'll do that, and then we'll come back, have some fun here on Mornings with WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. Beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in the winter.
In that Christmas spirit for one more day, and does give us an opportunity to thank our head of production and Seth and the hard work that he did putting all those in there, man. Appreciate that.
Oh, it was fun.
Both hands for you, Seth. Nice job.
Oh, I can't wait till Monday. I get a new bumper list that I put together. I'm so excited. Ooh.
Oh, good.
We are very excited because we are going to grab one more qualifier right now. It is time for us to play one more time with our friends at Quality Foods IGA. We are playing a New Year's Day giveaway.
That's right.
Some New Year's trivia, and it's all about drinking, basically.
It's New Year's, right?
It is New Year's. And what we've been doing, we've had so much fun with our friends at Quality Foods. A big shout out to them. Mm-hmm. We gave away a turkey. We hammed it up.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's this wonderful New Year's Eve basket that's got a bunch of snacks in it, some great champagne.
Mm-hmm.
It is a fun one to give away. We've been grabbing qualifiers all week, our last 2 weeks.
That's right. Yep.
And today is our final day. We're going to grab our last qualifier right now. And then, and to kick off the 9 o'clock hour, we will announce the winner.
Yes, indeed.
Seth is going to pull the name out of the hat, and we'll go ahead and announce that winner, and we'll tell you how you can pick it up right then and there. But first, we got to grab that final qualifier, so get ready to call 424-2600 and let us know the answer to this question.
What kind of flavored butter goes best with both steak and shrimp? What kind of flavored butter goes best with both steak and shrimp? Now, if you're a surf and turf person who likes your steak and your shrimp together, well, this should be a nice and easy one for you. So, so yeah. What kind of flavored butter goes best with both steak and shrimp? Man, just thinking about that.
I like butter way too much. I way too much like butter.
Butter is such a great thing, though.
I had waffles the other day, and I didn't have butter. And I mean, it's not that big of a deal. I don't even put that much butter on them. But boy, did I miss it. I did not realize.
It's not the same.
It's not the same without butter.
I almost forgot to put butter in my cream of wheat this morning, and I had to get up and go get it.
What?
It's okay. I fixed it.
Okay. All right. As long as you're all right.
So it was still, it was able to melt. I didn't even take a bite yet.
Hey, okay.
I'm just glad you're okay, Mel. I'm just glad you're all right.
It was a near thing.
Yeah.
Our friends at Quality Foods have two wonderful locations, of course, the Baker Drive location and their West Grand Avenue location. Mm-hmm. Encourage you to visit them, either one, for all of your holiday needs.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and see if we have ourselves a qualifier. Good morning. What's your answer?
Garlic butter.
Yay!
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yes, you are right.
Yes, you're right. We don't we don't cheer unless you're right. We don't. Congratulations. What's your first name?
Inga.
Inga, thank you so much. Inga,
that's a beautiful name.
Oh, it is a beautiful name. And Inga, I it's been a while since you've joined us. How you been?
Pardon?
How have you been?
I'm fine.
Good. Very good to hear. Inga, what town are you calling us from?
Pardon?
What town are you calling us from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
That's what I thought.
All right.
We got ourselves a Rapids qualifier. Inga, thank you so much for listening and playing and calling up. Just hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you off air, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you, Inga. We got our final qualifier, everybody.
We did.
Yeah.
Big shout out, big thank you to Inga for that, and thank you to everybody that has joined us for this. It's a lot of fun. Again, to kick off the 9 o'clock hour, we will go announce the winner.
We'll pull have a winner.
Out of the hat. We'll let you know where you can pick up your basket, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
What's left of it, because I stopped there already.
No, get away from that.
That's why they didn't drop it off at the studio.
That's right. Yeah,
there you go. We will take a quick commercial break, talk to Inga, come back, have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Big shout out to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, because something else had happened this year. They joined us again.
Yes. That's right.
I've been fighting for that for years, you guys. I know it sounds silly, but that's a big win for me. It's a big win for our station. Tell me you haven't noticed a huge difference in our coverage of the weather since they have joined us.
I agree, 100%.
They're not only the best in the game, they join us live every day, and that has come in handy a couple of times already.
Already it has, you're right.
Big thank you to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. They'll be joining us at the kickoff, the 8 o'clock hour. Be listening for that. Right now, we're doing this. This is so me. Our last show of the year, and we're doing it opposite. We're doing our National Day of Now. We're usually it's our first segment.
Yeah, that's right. That's all right.
But we dive in, and we're looking at today, not just today, but going into the next couple of days, our National Day of Calendar for this December 29th. It is National Pepper Pot Day.
Pepper pot. That looks really good. I don't know if I've ever done that before, but it looks very tasty.
Yeah. Have you ever done this, Mel?
Tell me what it is, because I don't have it up yet.
Pepper pot, a thick and spicy soup that is an American staple dish, especially in the southern regions of the United States. What is pepper pot? Well, it's a soup that contains 12 different ingredients.
Wow.
Now that we know the ingredient for pepper pot, let us look at the history of it. In the modern world of today, pepper pot soup has many, many variations to it, but the soup's origins, true origins, began on December 29th in 1777, during the Revolutionary War. The Continental Army had been experiencing an exceptionally harsh winter during the Battle of the Valley Forge. These soldiers were low on food because the farmers in the area had gone and sold all their supplies to the British Army for cash rather than the weak currency that the Continental soldiers could offer them for their crops.
Yeah, I can't really blame them for that.
Not really.
Christopher Ludwick, a baker general of the Continental Army, gathered whatever food he could scrounge together to feed in the cold and frail soldiers.
Was that an actual title, baker general? I really want it to be a thing.
That definitely seems like it was.
That was awesome.
The chief was able to find scraps of tripe, meat, and some peppercorn. He then mixed the ingredients together with some other seasoning and created the hot, thick, and spicy soup we now know as pepper pot soup.
How about that?
Quickly became known as the soup that won the war.
Nice. And yes, Seth, Baker General is an accurate.
It is. Oh, that's awesome. Love it.
Now, I don't know how many people still do this, but I know my grandfathers would talk about, they would have this soup once a year.
Really?
Really? Yeah. Cool. Yep.
It's the only reason I know about it. Okay. I spent a little time down south, but honestly, the time I was in Texas, I didn't see anybody having this. I didn't have it. And that's the only south I've been to.
You're so right, yeah.
Go ahead, Seth.
I was just going to say it is really good.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And it seems like a pretty basic soup.
Yeah.
So I think most of us have had something like this.
Yeah.
I don't usually put tripe in my soup, though.
It's a good flavoring agent, maybe. I don't know if I'd eat the tripe itself, but.
Well, I haven't tried it yet, but I know at La Taqueria you can get
tripe tacos.
Tripe tacos.
Yes, you can.
I would say that this is a little similar to gumbo, where you can make it your own.
Exactly.
Especially if there are food requirements you have, or food, allergies you have, or anything
like
that.
Yeah, exactly.
You can make this, gumbo, anything like that way.
Yep.
I would say the biggest difference that I'm seeing in this is that you're adding milk to basic soup.
So it's more of a creamy base on it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a great point.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's TikTok day today. TikTok day. Tick, 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 tick tock. This is the sound of the year, and indeed your life slowly slipping away.
Okay.
Wow.
The clock, not the app.
Yes, exactly. That TikTok, yes.
Okay. I was a little worried.
Every moment not spent living life to the fullest is another moment that is gone forever, impossible to reclaim. TikTok Day reminds you that the year is almost at an end and there are things still left to be doing in a very dramatic way, apparently. really bringing it home here.
Yeah.
Time is of the essence. What are you doing with your life?
You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're even older, and now you're...
Oh, that was great.
That was really good. Yeah. I mean, you know, make the most of the day, I guess.
I guess that's what they're trying to say.
Or else. I don't know. I feel like I'm supposed to add that to it or something. Like some medicine.
To be fair, for a lot of people this week between Christmas and New Year's, a lot of people have off work.
Yeah,
that's true.
It depends. Or you're home with your kids because your kids have off school. So
that's true.
It is a good week to look at, you know, possibly have a chance to finish up some projects or clean out your wardrobe or finish a book. I actually have a book I have to finish because it's due back at the library.
There you go.
And if I don't finish it, I've already renewed it once. I can't probably do it
again. Way to put a positive spin on this, Melissa.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I'm here for.
That's right.
This next one was designed just to make me stumble over my words.
Oh, okay, good.
National Bicarbonate of Soda Day.
Bicarbonate.
Bicarbonate.
Bicarbonate of Soda Day, yeah.
I even practiced that one. Dang it. It comes by naming, by many names, baking soda, sodium...
Bicarbonate.
Or my personal favorite, bicarbonate of soda, because it never hurts to use more words to say things. That's kind of my wheelhouse.
Yeah, right.
Little rambler over here.
Yeah.
So a great day to, to honor soda, I guess.
Yeah, to mix it with vinegar to make volcanoes. That's what you do. Yes.
There you go.
Well,
there you go.
You know, bicarbonate of soda has amazing properties that you can use all throughout your home and your body. So it is a good day because you can use it to settle your stomach. It's kind of like one of the prime ingredients in Alka-Seltzer.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
and it was often used before people had things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good cleaning agent. It's a great, and obviously you use it in baked goods. So, you know, it's an important product in our life.
Did someone open the kitchen again here? Is that what happened?
And the kitchen's going to stay open too, because also on the December 30th, it's National Bacon Day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Bacon Day.
Bacon.
As a Jewish person, we tend to stay away from pork.
Right.
My mother and I came to a deal when I was young. I was about 8-9 years old.
Okay.
She loves ham. I love bacon.
Okay.
So we give each other grace on these two.
Very good.
I've also seen her sneak bacon. But that's between us. That's between us, you guys.
Okay.
We keep all that between us. I don't want to lose my card, okay? The meetings are great. They're very well catered. I want to continue to go to all the Jewish
meetings.
Not
a lot of pork, though, so you got to get it where you can. Yeah.
Not. And bacon's amazing. I'm a human being.
How can anybody not like the smell of bacon when it's first cooking? Like, the initial when it's first cooking. Because, granted, it does kind of linger afterwards.
It does.
I got to close all my doors that head to areas that have clothing.
Yeah.
When I cook bacon. You smell bacony all day long? For days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a bad thing? I don't know. I think that's a good...
Well, they do have
It just makes you hungry.
That's true.
They have a bacon cologne out there. I mean, they you know, they... Oh, yeah.
They do.
They have bacon chapstick.
They got bacon everything. Yeah.
They probably have bacon flavor smelling bacon flavored
bacon, you know.
Oh, yeah. Nail polish. I like that nail polish.
Like, what's on the package? I can't read. I don't have any thumbs.
I got no thumbs. December, one of the greatest commercials ever.
Yes, poor dog.
December,
just trying to get his bacon.
Just trying to get some bacon. December 30th is also Falling Needles Family Fest Day. It's a special day that is celebrated on the 30th. This day reminds us to clean up Christmas trees and recycle them instead of letting them just rot away.
Very good.
Christmas is a pretty important celebration, so naturally everyone pulls all the stops. Live Christmas trees are usually the centerpiece, but what to do with them afterwards, today is a day to kind of put focus on that.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of our zoos around the state will take your used Christmas tree for the animals. We just did a story on that yesterday. The Marshfield Zoo, will take your Christmas tree. You just have to take all the hooks off. Mm-hmm. And ornaments, and then it can't have like tinsel or fake, you know, any kind of fake spray on it.
Yeah.
You've got like the fake snow.
Flocking, yes.
Yep, or the anti-inflammatory, whatever, because the animals will eat it. And you don't.
So it's got to be a naked tree.
Au naturel.
Au naturel. Yes.
Au naturel. December 30th is also the Festival of Enormous Changes at the Last Minute.
What?
That's a great
name.
That's
a mouthful.
It is, but it's a great name. I love it.
They must work in radio.
Yeah, right? Yes. People usually panic when they realize that there are only 2 days left of the year until the next year rolls
what?
Out.
2 days?
I gotta go.
Oh, man, everyone's panicking.
But you may think you are out of time, but you still got 2 full days, 48 hours to get in what you want to get in.
What?
I guess.
I get what is it that you desperately need to do in these last 2 days you can't do next week? I really don't. I don't know.
Well, you better make up your mind by the 31st, because that's what the 31st is. It's make up your mind day. If you haven't figured out what to do with these last 48 hours, you better figure it out in the last 24.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tension in these last couple of days.
I never knew. I never realized. Yeah,
sure. My whole life, I've looked at this last week of the year as just kind of like they're phoning it in week. Like, obviously not in when we work. But
no.
I, you know, and just as far as our day-to-day lives,
right.
There's not a lot open, not a lot of appointments being made, you know, I mean, things like that. People across the United States observe Make Up Your Mind Day, deciding on some important resolutions for the coming year.
Of course.
Okay.
I
think this should be Procrastinator's Day.
Oh, good one.
Just push it off to next year.
Isn't that every day for procrastinators?
Stop it.
I
don't put anything off.
Yeah, it was going to be yesterday, Seth, but we moved it to today.
Is that what it was? Okay.
We had to.
Nice, James. Nice.
The 31st, a couple of ones to touch on just as we wrap up the hour here. On December 31st, it's Unlucky Day.
Huh? Why?
It is a day for you to turn your bad luck into luck by forgetting about your misfortunes. If you felt unlucky this year, then this is a perfect day to move on from the unfavorable and pessimistic events that happened. This day is your last attempt at turning the year around and entering the new year with a positive mindset.
It's your last chance to not be unlucky.
No pressure, though.
Can this also be opposite day? Like, what's going on?
Yeah. What is going on here?
I do this silly thing I've done since I was a kid, and as long as I've had a radio or a tape player or a CD player or anything like that, whatever one of my favorite songs was that year, it's the last song I listened to that year.
Oh, okay.
And then I usually try to have a song, the first song I listen to of the new year, something to kind of like an anthem, something to kind of really, all right, this is going to be a good year, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody does anything like that, but that's the closest I have to any of this as far as like getting stuff into the life. And I am an over planner and overthinker, and
have your song picked out already?
I don't yet. Not 100% because there's a new one that I really got into, so I haven't been able to decide.
Oh no.
There's a song
Make Up Your Mind Day, James.
There's a song from the Dead Pirates that I really like, that is really, really good, and that's a very good band, by the way. Incredibly good band.
Great name.
Isn't it a great name? Yeah. And of course on December 31st, New Year's Eve.
Yes indeed.
We say goodbye to the old, wish in the new.
Mm-hmm.
It is a fun time. We're going to talk a lot of New Year's Eve when we come back next hour. We're going to focus on where did that darn New Year's Eve ball go? Where's that New York Times ball go? Where did that go? Also, if we got to get into, of course, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, Culver's Star of the Day, all of that coming up for you. 9 o'clock hour, we're going to announce the winner of our New Year's basket from our friends at Quality Foods.
Mm-hmm.
And so much more here on Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio.